Pipe Network presents.
Alma Ortega is a medic who lost her son 8 years ago. After the Second American Civil War broke, the U.S. got divided into three. The USA, ruled by American government, the Free States of America or FSA, ruled by anarchists, and in the middle, covering Manhattan, is an autonomous demilitarized zone called DMZ. In the evacuation 8 years ago, Alma lost her son Christian while fleeing amidst the chaos in New York. After getting knocked out and waking up in the U.S., Alma then has spent the following year searching the U.S. and the FSA for his lost boy. After looking everywhere and not finding any clue to where he might be, Alma decides the only remaining place to look for is where it all began, the DMZ. With the help of a trusted friend, Alma gets passage to an underground tunnel that connects the USA and the DMZ. Her friend then gave her 24 hours to look around and be back at an exact time for their return. She also warned Alma that some truly bad stuff happens at the DMZ and that the people there are just worse. Alma starts to explore the area by going to the clinic she worked at before the fall. She meets a doctor who runs the clinic, a woman named Rose, who then agreed to help her find leads in exchange for an extra hand at the busy ward. After doing some more exploring, Alma gets some real look at life at the DMZ. There are still good people, there is culture, there is art, but the lack of resources and infrastructure has caused the city to become a dangerous place to live in. Communities are divided into sub-factions and warlords rule each part of the city. After a chance encounter that led Alma to an old friend and co-worker, Wilson Lin, who's now a powerful leader and boss of the Chinatown, Alma gets defeated as no information about his son can be found anywhere. Wilson, however, asked Alma to stay one more day as he is running for DMZ governor. Alma declines, but just as she's underground on their way back to the US, Alma hears a familiar name, Marco Delgado, the man running against Wilson Lin, Alma's ex-husband. And after having a moment, Alma had no other choice but to go back to the DMZ as US soldiers start firing at their group, killing them one by one. After running under the tunnels, Alma safely made her way back to the DMZ with restored hope. She makes her way to her ex-husband Parco, the Spanish Harlem King's leader, vying to take control of the city. But the horrific truth slaps Alma hard in the face as she finds out her son Christian is now a man named Skell, Parco's personal assassin who kills everyone who get in his father's way. But after hearing the sad truth, the mother in her takes over as Alma plots a mission to win her son back by helping Wilson Lin defeat Marco Delgado in the upcoming DMZ elections. Based from the DC Comics imprint Vertigo, DMZ is HBO Max's latest DC property venture since the smash hit Peacemaker. The live-action adaptation of the highly acclaimed 72-issue comics written by Brian Wood portrays a dystopian USA after a civil war that broke the nation into three, the USA, the FSA, and the DMZ. In the four-part limited series from Robert Pattino, directed by Ava DuVernay and Ernest Dickerson, Rosario Dawson plays the heroine Alma Ortega, who in her mission to win back her changed son, finds herself being an unexpected symbol of hope as Z to the people of a lawless state. A change that sparked even more conflict in an already chaotic city and a race to win votes and control the town. A high-concept alternate history dystopia, DMZ focuses on the aftermath of a war which left people having no choice but to fend for themselves and a society rising from the ruins, equipped with the freedom they didn't have before, but to which growth and development is hindered by the ruling of feudal greedy warlords. A story which told more about its characters and the conflicts inside the zone, DMZ, suffered from bad reviews from critics calling it a missed opportunity and comic readers getting mad with page-to-screen changes. The show, on the other hand, still delivered plenty of action-packed sequences, a highlight of which is a gang fight between Parco's Spanish Harlem Kings and Wilson's Chinatown. The fight featured cool dystopian improvised street weapons and a decent fight choreography ending in hand-to-hand combat between the two leaders. Rosario Dawson is joined by Freddy Meares as Kel, Benjamin Bratt as Parco Delgado, Hoon Lee is Wilson Lin with Sydney Park, Venus Ariel, Jordan Preston Carter, Ronaldo Gallegos, Juani Feliz, and Jade Wu. In its short four-part run, although making many distinguishable changes from its original material, DMZ still provided plenty of impactful and relevant storylines from criminals cheating their way to power, parents wanting the best and only the best for their children, and an important lesson that citizens, no matter how impossible it may seem, ultimately has the power to dictate who leads them and change their society for the better. DMZ's four episodes was made available on HBO Max in March 17, 2022. All episodes can now be streamed on HBO Max in the US and HBO Go in Asia. That's my review for HBO's DMZ. Critics hate this adaptation, but it's still a decent watch. Go stream all four episodes of DMZ and tell me what you think on our social media pages. Review is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast. Follow me on TV Time to know what I'm currently watching. The link to my profile is in the description. Also use our affiliate link whenever you do your online shopping at Lazada. Link is also in the episode description. Thanks for listening to this episode. Go watch DMZ. If you're from the Philippines, make your voice be heard and let's all elect the right leader as we all vote in the May 9 elections. I'm your host, YB Wesley. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
Hey folks, my name is Rajiv Doraiswamy and I'm the host of The Rajiv Show. Check out The Rajiv Show at The Rajiv Show both on Facebook and Instagram, and new episodes will be released every Wednesdays. Cheers, folks, and stay safe.